Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Gabon now. And joining us for an update is the Mayor, Kevin Beattie. Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, good morning, Neil.
Now, some money. Andrew G mentioned this last week, but some great news here for both Canoundra and Molong. Improves to the streetscape of both town centres.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Andrew announced it last week, but it would be remiss of me not to follow on with it because it's absolutely fantastic news. Andrew was out last week and announced some funding for both Canoundra and Molong for their town centres. We have made applications to the Building Better Regions Fund for these two great projects and were successful. So just over $1 million for both Canoundra and Molong town centres to improve the tourism focuses was the conditions of the grant. So this does focus on our tourism, to improving the main street to attract people to both those locations. So it's fantastic news for both Canoundra and Molong.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, some other good news, but it comes from something quite negative. It's the Regional Banking Task Force has been set up.
Yeah, look, that announcement was this week, and it is sort of welcome news, but all too little too late for us. You know, everybody's probably aware that the Commonwealth Bank pulled out of Molong a couple of months back now, and we've been Gabon without a banking facility across the whole shire, so which was extremely disappointing. So I met with Andrew G and Senator Perrin-Davey in regards to this fact that the Commonwealth Bank had pulled out of Molong, and thankfully they got on board with it, and now a banking task force has been set up with Perrin-Davey heading it, and great news. But as I said, not great news for other locations to get banks a bit more accountable. So
indeed. Now, what about the ATM that I believe is going in? It's not happened yet by the Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, look, in these negotiations I had with the Commonwealth Bank, I said that, you know, they pulled out the banking facility here, but we really, really need an ATM machine left in the town. So they did agree to that, and that was all organised and set up. So people are wondering why it hasn't there, but it's been held up because of that dreaded COVID. The people that install it, the workers that install it, were from Sydney, so it was put back because of COVID. But watch the space down the main street of Molong within the next few weeks, and we should see the ATM machine installed.
Okay, good news there. Now, the Daru Business Awards, they're on next Friday, is it? The 5th of November, and tickets are on sale for that event.
Yes, get in quick because the gala event's on at Canoundra on the 5th of November, so the evening kicking off at 6 p.m. So tickets for the event are on sale on Council's website or on Facebook and Instagram. So head to those three locations and grab your tickets. There is limited numbers due to COVID, naturally.
All right, now let's talk about roads if we can. There's plenty of people that are sitting back having a swing at council, but what are some of the facts with regard to roads in the region?
Yeah, look, Neil, the roads across the entire region, not just Gabon, are in a bad way with due to the recent weather conditions. We've had a lot of rain through the winter and into the spring, and the roads are really struggling. The engineers and the road crews are telling me that they're having springs come up under roads they've never ever seen before. And once this water gets into the roads, the potholes and the craters in the roads start. So, look, what I'm asking people is to, one, firstly, just slow down a little bit, watch for these potholes, but importantly, report them. So you can go on the council website and log a customer service request, but if you're unable to do that, please ring council. Let them know the location of where these problems are on the roads so that we can get them logged and get the crews to attend to them. Now, there's a priority on the roads that take a lot of heavy traffic at the moment because there is just so much road damage out there. So the priority is on those heavy traffic roads, but we will get to those other smaller, less busier roads. So please report them.
Okay, fair enough. Council crews, though, they must be working fairly tirelessly at trying to get on top of this.
Yeah, like, look, at the moment, the crews are working 6 days a week to try and get on top of this maintenance on the roads. And in fact, on Tuesday's council meeting, council put a further $500,000 towards road maintenance and repairs. That's in addition to the already current budget, because we can just foresee that, of course, the roads are so bad that we can need extra funding in there to get these roads up to some sort of condition.
Yeah, all right. I'm with Kevin Beattie, the Mayor of Cabonne. Thank you, mate, for the update. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Neil.